This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 486. Today, Robert asks, I believe I have a reasonable vocabulary, but I worry that my writing doesn't reflect that as well as it could. How can I increase the variety of words I use when I'm writing?
Well, Robert, this one's actually really easy. Increase the variety of words you use when you speak. Your actual vocabulary and your functional vocabulary are two different things. Your actual vocabulary is the number of words and expressions that you understand. Your functional vocabulary is the number of words and expressions that you use with great facility without thinking about it. If you wish to increase your functional vocabulary, you need to start using different words and also consuming writing and music and movies that use that broader vocabulary. Or perhaps use the vocabulary that is common to a different part of the world. Like, for example, you may have noticed there are a lot of Briticisms in my speech. I grew up in California and a little bit in Texas. I am not the least bit British except by distant ancestry. And yet, I have a lot of Briticisms in my speech. This is because I have been a deep devotee and lover of all things British since I was a little kid and was exposed to J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and G.K. Chesterton. And since then I've acquired Monty Python and Douglas Adams and P.G. Wodehouse and Oscar Wilde and William Blake and so much of the wonderful literature and storytelling and movies and everything that came, like Ken Russell's films, so wonderful. It came out of the British Isles in the last few hundred years. It just seeped into my bones. And so I use British slang, Cockney slang, from time to time. And people, Americans, will look at me and go, what is that word? And it's just part of my functional vocabulary because I liked it. And so I incorporated these things into everyday speech and they're part of my mental map. If you want to expand your functional vocabulary, expose yourself to the normalized usage of words that you don't normally experience, and then incorporate those words into your spoken vocabulary. Maybe deliberately, if it's a word or a phrase or a set of words that you really want to have immediate familiarity with. When they're part of your functional vocabulary, that's the table that your brain goes to grab words off of when you're in the heat of writing composition. And that's how you increase your verbal fluency in your writing, is by increasing your verbal fluency in real life. I could go on at greater length and belabor the point, but that's really it. That's the trick. So give it a try. And if you're having trouble with that, one of the things that I find really, really useful, frankly, are audiobooks. You know, find audiobooks that have the kind of words in them you want to get really familiar with and just listen to them over and over. They'll just seep right into your consciousness. They'll become a normal part of life. You'll start using expressions and words you picked up without even realizing it because they are part of your normal daily exposure. And that it's a very, very small step from that to making them an active part of your functional vocabulary. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.